It's Thursday, May the 19th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, markets plummet and Europe plans to eschew Russian energy. First, the world in brief. American stock markets recorded enormous losses after warnings from retailers aggravated worries about high inflation and its power to cut away margins. The S&P 500 index fell by 4%, its biggest drop since June 2020. After Target, a representative big box retailer, complained of higher costs, it lost around a quarter of its stock market value, more than at any time since the Black Monday of 1987. Asian markets started Thursday with sharp drops of their own, having taken note of stagnant revenue and slashed profits at Tencent, a Chinese giant of e-commerce, and more. America reopened its embassy in Kyiv, which it closed in February ahead of the Russian invasion. Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said the move was a mark of the country's continued support for Ukraine against the, quote, Kremlin's brutal war of aggression. Meanwhile, Ukraine held its first war crimes trial. A Russian soldier pleaded guilty for killing a civilian in the village of Chupakivka and now faces life imprisonment. The European Commission announced a €210 billion, $220 billion, plan to end the bloc's reliance on Russian oil and gas by 2027. The proposal entails importing gas from elsewhere, accelerating the transition towards renewable energy, and reducing energy consumption by more than originally planned. Europe currently gets 40% of its gas and 27% of its imported oil from Russia. President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to try and alleviate America's shortage of baby formula. The country is running low because of supply chain snafus and the halting of production at a big manufacturing facility in Michigan. The DPA requires suppliers to serve formula makers before their other customers. Mr. Biden also announced that the Defense Department would fly in formula from overseas. Melvin Capital, a hedge fund once ranked among Wall Street's most successful, announced it's winding down. Mortally wounded during the meme stocks mania of the pandemic's first year, Melvin was done in by the current slump. It lost half its asset value, shorting GameStop, back when Reddit and Robinhood-fueled retail investors were raising the roof. A $2.7 billion bailout from Citadel only postponed the inevitable. Turkey blocked the start of negotiations on the entry of Finland and Sweden into NATO. Earlier, the traditionally neutral Nordic countries had formally submitted requests to join. Jens Stoltenberg, the alliance's Secretary General, called this a, quote, historic step. Turkey is the only ally to have voiced its opposition. It accuses Finland and Sweden of turning a blind eye to the activities of Kurds and other dissidents. The United States Soccer Federation agreed to pay players on America's women's team the same amount as those on the men's. The agreement to create, quote, identical economic terms for both sides comes after female players won a discrimination case in February. It will also divide prize money from FIFA World Cup competitions, of which the last two women's events were won by the American ladies. And fact of the day, 1.5 million. The number of cases of unidentified, quote, fever in North Korea as it faces its first outbreak of COVID-19.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.